Blog Talk Radio.
How do you kill?
Teddy, how do you kill a 3-month-old baby? I don't understand that.
He's a cold-hearted social psychopath. And if, like you say, if you follow him in the news and you see his mugshot, the motherfucker is smiling like shit ain't bothering him. And see, me as a parent, when them kids got shot, I cried a little bit and it touched me. Because it don't make no sense. And I had a conversation today with my mom. I'm not going to no more movies. Fuck that bullshit. Not going. Not till I feel as though I'm safe and comfortable and going. Because I watched on the news, they say, well, it's not likely to happen here in Virginia. Bullshit. If it can happen there, it can happen anywhere.
Amen. I know a couple crazy motherfuckers that live in Virginia, man. They even look like they ready to go blow some shit up. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And it doesn't matter where you live at. They are crazy people everywhere, and there's always a lonely person. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
There's always a lonely person who dedicate their time to their basement looking at comic books and plotting on evil shit, like Dr. Evil off Austin Powers with the grin. You know what I'm saying? Somebody's probably listening on the radio right now. That's probably plotting to do some Madea shit right now. I'm sorry, I was talking about me. But,
no, bro, you know. Come on, man. We're being serious.
I'm over here plotting a Madea scheme, you know. But, it's not a joking matter. You know, we
right.
just got to really watch our surroundings, watch our people, watch where we go, y'all need to have. I don't care if it's nighttime, go. I don't care if you are the hard stud or the hard femme. Ain't nobody going to mess with me. Oh, yes, they will, baby. There's somebody always better than you, okay? So y'all need to watch yourself. Please be careful, man. Please, I urge you to be careful, okay? So with all that said and done, we won't talk about stud on stud. So let's make that the first topic for the night. You know, because a lot of people have been saying, hey, can we please talk about stud on stud? What do you want to talk about? What is there to talk about? Stud on stud. Okay, you know. Before I get into it, Teddy, go ahead and talk, please. Tell the ladies how do you feel about this whole stud on stud.
Ladies, this is just my opinion. To each his own. I really don't understand it, but I'm not going to knock it. Me personally, I wouldn't do it, but I'm not going to knock it. I mean, if two studs want to love each other and, you know, go out in public and kiss and hold hands, hey, do you. As long as you happy, I'm happy. I like it. You like it. Fuck it. What you think about it, bro?
This is my thing about the whole thing, baby. And if there's any studs on here, they feel some type of way about say what I gotta say. Please feel free to press the number one right now, because I'm gonna speak some real shit to you ladies on this thing right here. I don't care. This is my opinion about being a lesbian, period. If she got a fat ass and she got some big ass titty, she got a nice pretty smile, she got education, you know what I'm saying? She got a little street smart. I don't care if she wearing Tim's or my fucking skirt, baby. Let me tell you something. I never dated a stud before. You know what I'm saying? But who do we know? Like, how do we know what God got in store for us and who he's going to put in our life? Sometimes it might be out of the norm who you fall in love with. You know what I'm saying? Like, people should date who they want to date. It shouldn't be about, oh, I'm going to follow society rules. Fuck society rules. Society can kiss my ass, baby, because I'm going to tell you right now, if you got titties and a pussy and a fat ass, I'm down. I'm bringing the knife, nigga. I'm bringing it forth. You know what I'm saying? I was going with testosterone a little bit, I think, because I don't see no label. It is what it is. You know what I'm saying? So if any studs on here, y'all feel some type of way, I'm sorry. Fight me. Because I love women. I love lesbians. I love women. Matter of fact, I love women. I don't care if she's lesbian or not. I love women. Women are awesome. And
they are.
If they got a booty, a cootie,
and some boobs. It is what it is. Let's go. And if she a hot study day, baby, by the time I finish with her, she gonna be like, hey, KC. It is what it is. Let's go. So what I'm gonna do right now, Teddy P, I'm gonna go to 731 because I wanna know how do you feel about the stud on stud talk to him.
Ooh, Vimo is first caller, y'all. Y'all hear it?
Okay.
Yes. Okay. Well, I just want to put out there, I don't really claim a label. Excuse me. I do, and I respect people who do them, and I respect Son of Stud. I date studs. I date fans. I date, if you got a vagina and it's clean, I'm a, you know, regardless. So, you know, I feel like the LGBT is judging itself if you're sitting there saying that's nasty or okay, but when you take them clothes, I bet you put, if you put that stud in some femme clothes, you'd be ready to hit that.
Mm-hmm.
What difference is it going to make in the end of the day? Like, you never know who, you never know who you're going to run into, and you never know who you're going to have chemistry with. You never know who you're going to be attracted to. So there's no point in judging something that you don't know nothing about.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. You are.
Eddie gonna find
know.
The right one.
Yes. Everything you say out your mouth, you spitting realness, and it is what it is. Like when it comes down to that label stuff, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Ooh,
love and date who you want to date. You know. Stop worrying about what people gotta say. What they gotta say about you. Like, they miserable. Let them be measured by themselves. I ain't feeding to it. If you like stuff, if you like bumping and rubbing Timberlands together and hopping on fitted caps, do what you do, boo-boo. I still
exactly.
love you. I support you. And if your booty is big enough, I might just lick you. I'm just saying, it is what it is. I'm just
right. Yeah, exactly. You know? Man, I'm glad KC a booty woman because I am
yes.
too.
I'm a booty woman. I like it all. Night.
I'm glad you haven't seen mine.
Titties are okay. You know, titties are okay. Don't get me twisted. I love titties. We like women. Mm. We all like titties. But it ain't nothing like a big, round, juicy, yes, apple bottom. Just like, you know you got a booty when that thing go.
I know. You know it's for real when it sound like you can make orange juice swashing in the bottle when they walk, you know, like
yes.
Oh my God, it's ridiculous.
Yes.
But I want to show appreciation to KC for calling into my show tonight, showing love. That was good.
Told you, that's what I told you last night. I said even if I'm driving, give me a number. I'm going to check in. I couldn't really check in tonight because I was losing weight, girl. Doctor said 20 pounds, so I was in there doing what I had to do. You know what I'm saying?
I feel you.
But I did call and support, and guess what? I want you to send me the link because I'm going to listen to it after she's on radio.
Yeah.
Because I want to get the whole show. Yeah.
Man, we was packed last night, but, well, tonight. Why did I say last night? It's already over with, but... You know, I just want to show appreciation to y'all and whatnot.
Well, we thank you. We need to get you on here. We need to do an interview with you. But you got my number, so we're going to talk about that. I'm trying to get you on here. You're doing big things, and people need to know about it. It's Imprinted, right?
Imprinted Souls.
Imprinted Souls. So people need to know about that because they are on 2 hours before us Eastern time. So, definitely, if you want a whole night worth of good old conversation, y'all need to check out Imprinted Soul Radio. And I'm going to have her on here, so we need to work that out, ma'am. Yeah.
That is perfect. Oh, I just want to shout out that little text message you did not mean to send to me.
Yeah, look, I'm on my feet with y'all. This is what happened, right? I was driving, going to get my wife from work or whatever. And she worked, you know, this real delicious. Oh, yes. I hope y'all got a house barbecue in your town, girl. But look, let me tell you something. We're on fire.
Okay. Yeah,
I said, damn it, bring me some of them damn tabs home. But I made a mistake.
And then she was, like, I'll pay you. And I'm like, what are you talking about? what you going to pay me for?
Girl,
Casey,
I want some of that cabbage bag, girl.
I just met you, Casey. Hold on. Need you to calm that down.
Girl, I want some of them cabbage, girl. I want some cabbage bad. Yes.
I feel you. But I just sent you the link, you know.
All right.
Check that out.
So I'm gonna check it out, and I'm a matter of fact, I'm gonna retweet it because that's just how you on radio do. So we wanna support you.
Yeah.
You're already supported. So if you're on Twitter right now, retweet it, and y'all need to check that out. 10 o'clock Eastern every day. Yes.
Yes.
Stand by KT. Yes. It's so y'all check them out.
But we'll definitely, you know, work something out. And, we just supporting y'all. So.
Right. Well, thank you so much, sweetheart. And don't go nowhere because we have a better topic.
I'm not ready.
You better get ready because it's going to get crazy, all right?
All right, sweetheart. Have a good night.
All right, you too. All right, we're going to take it to early code 302-287. Tell me, how do you feel about stud on stud? Talk to me.
Hey, Casey. That's me.
Hey,
Teddy Bear.
Hey.
Oh, my God. Sorry I sound like this. I'm so tired, and my throat is so sore, so I'm going to try to speak loud. But on stud, I don't judge it. I don't find nothing wrong with it. It's two females that love each other, and that's what they do. I actually have a stud friend who is married to a gay guy, and they actually just had a beautiful baby boy about 2 weeks ago. And they're going to be on my show. What you said?
I said, oh. All
right.
Yeah, wow. Very different, right?
Congratulations. No, actually, you know what? I know a couple of studs like down here in the VA area. They actually they trannies, they think transsexual, female to male, and they date drag queens and fem bottom boys.
Yeah, and I mean, my friend, I know both of them, but you know he dresses like a girl. He's a gay guy, but he's a feminine gay guy. He dresses like a girl. You know, and she's a stud. She's a whole stud. She, you know, just like a boy, but, you know, she got pregnant, and, you know, they just had their baby boy, and he's beautiful. And I honestly don't see anything wrong with it. Oh, and before I say anything else, I just need to say to the victims of Colorado, I'm praying for you guys. I actually went to church earlier and sat with my pastor and prayed because that was crazy, and that really took me to a different place. I think I was at a 10 with my anger level, but I prayed because that was too much. And our next show is actually going to be dedicated to them, and we're doing a fundraiser. I'm going to be cooking ribs and collard greens and all of that stuff this weekend to raise money to send down there to them. So I just needed to get that out the way.
Well, we got to go to the Delaware and go help out. I'm just saying.
Yeah, we're going to do, I'm actually going to do some fried fish. We're going to do a fish fry, then I'm doing collard greens, baked macaroni and cheese, some fried cornbread, some kale, some baby back ribs I'm going to put on the grill. What else are we making? And then I'm doing Caribbean food. I'm going to do some roti for my callers that know what that is, some roti, some curry goat, curry chicken, jerk chicken. No, that's all the money that we get from there is going to go down to the victims' family. So it'll be good. It'll be a good turnout. Plus, I could cook. So everybody will be over to have that food.
Sounds good.
We all got quiet for a minute. Like,
she got me a little hungry. I'm over here like, man, I'm ready to drive down.
Hey, you need to come get me. And you know what I'm saying? You got to come through my way to get to her. You know, 13, straight shot. I got the toes, man. We need to get in the car and go.
Well, listen,
yeah,
I told
you.
I ain't coming that way, nigga. You need to come to the rest of me, goddamn.
Look, goddamn.
I get on 301, get down way quicker than I will get to Portsmouth, Virginia. You better get up and out.
It's going to be a long way from Richmond now. I'm just trying to tell you, shortcut 13 all the way up. I'm just saying.
I'm trying to tell you, it's another way. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. My, like I told her, my girlfriend lives in Delaware, so I was there a lot. Oh, yeah. I'm getting down quick.
You know what?
What
part you was at?
Oh, God, I was Dover. Sound like the thing. Dover.
Oh, you were in Dover. Okay, Dover is like an hour from me, so I'm in Bear.
What's that right there, the Philly Bridge or whatever?
Well, you got Philly, then you got Wilmington, then you have Newark, and then you have Bear and Dover and Rehoboth.
Yeah,
Rehoboth is Peach.
She was like right there in Philly. It was like a bridge or whatever to take you to Philly.
Oh, so she was in Newcastle. If you come in from Philly and then you crossing over the bridge and you're coming first coming into Delaware, if you're coming from the way I think you're coming from, that's Newcastle. That's where she was?
Yeah, I guess. All I know, we used to go to the club in Philly. And I'm
like,
you just don't want to come out here. That's all right. That's cool.
Listen, I told you guys, when I come up there, I'm gonna spend Friday, because we're going to leave Friday, like 2 o'clock in the morning, but I'm going to spend Friday, I took the day off, I'm going to cook y'all some ribs and some macaroni and cheese and some collard greens, and it's going to be just for y'all, too. I'm going to bring it to you. That's going to be just for y'all.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah. Now, do y'all want, like, sweet and sour ribs, or do y'all want spicy ribs, because I can make it 4 different type of ways.
Make it all.
I
just
make
one of these.
Make it all.
Yeah. That is just fat.
No.
No.
I'm
going to
be breaking my diet that
week. How about I just
no
bring
way.
You guys some spicy ones, and I bring you some sweet ones.
I want the sweet ones. She can have the spicy ones.
I want the spicy ones.
I know.
We went off topic. I know that. Don't be trying to give me no menu. We're about to go on off topic for a minute. I'm sorry, callers, but if you get mad, then you just get mad. But okay, so Casey, I was talking to Teddy last night. Me and Keem, my co-host, and we said we want to do an interview with you guys. So we need to get on the phone and have a conversation sometime this weekend so that we can set that up.
Okay. What time is the show?
What you said?
What time is the show?
My show?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we shoot it at 9:00. I actually want to get you guys down here so I can, like, you guys can be our first people that we interview. So we have a list, but we actually want you guys to be the first ones that we interview, you know, on camera. You know, just about how you got started and how everything got started. And, good stuff. So you guys are going to have to come to my house because that's where we're going to be filming it, because I get my new living room set tomorrow. I'm excited. Yes, I am. I'm pumped. But besides that, it's going to be here. So we gotta get that set up. I'm going to probably email you, and then we'll just go from there.
You got the email?
I think I do. If I don't, well, just DM me. DM me your email again.
All
right. And I'll just go from there. But, all right, y'all get to y'all call us. I got to go make some fried fish and some grits for tomorrow. So I'll be listening while I'm cooking.
All right. Thank you for tuning in to She's On Radio. And we'll be right back to you with the next topic.
Of course.
All right. There you go, 248-242 Talk to me. Let me know how they feel about the stud or stud. Hey, Casey. Hey, Teddy.
Hello.
Hey.
This is Christian.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good.
All right.
Can I do a shout-out first before I answer the question?
Okay.
Okay, I want to shout-out Mimi, because Mimi always cooking something and busy as hell, always doing something. I'm just saying.
I know.
And I feel like it's stud on stud, if they love each other, it doesn't matter, you know. In the African American lesbian community, you know, we have all these labels. But the Caucasian community doesn't have those type of labels, you know. If they stud stems, it don't matter. If you love each other, it's fine. At the end of the day, both women.
I said it before, it's no black and white, it's shades of gray, you know. So I don't care. As long as you love each other, I don't care. And my prayers go out to the victims of the Colorado movie theater shooting. I was just horrible. This is too much. Too much for me today.
Hello? Hello? I think we have a technical difficulties. If anybody can hear me out there, we will be back on shortly. Management. Hello?
Hello.
I'm here. What's going on?
Yeah, what happened?
I have no idea.
I'm so sorry, ladies. That is our server. They do it a lot. Yeah, don't hold it against us. We are so sorry. Merry Christmas to each and every one of you all. Well, I think he was talking to Christian. Christian, thank you so much. Please forgive us for knocking you out. We're going to come back to you. I promise you that. Are you called 305-834? Talk to us. How you feel about third on third?
What's going on, y'all? This is Mr. Miami.
What's going on?
Yeah, I was getting a little tense sitting around this joint. You feel me? I told y'all I was going to be, I was on here 10 minutes early. I don't do that. Nah, but what's up, what's up? You know, my input on stuff or stuff, like I said, everybody is their own person, you know. I know myself, I can't do it. You know, like I said, I ain't judging nobody for what they want to lay next to, fuck, suck, whatever. You know, do you. Because I'm going to do me. But I know I was offended. I was lied on, and somebody, I guess, another stuff was going around saying that she fucked me. For the record, Mr. Miami ain't never been fucked. You feel me? I don't do the stuff for stud. Like I said, I ain't knocking nobody. Personally, myself, I love a feminine female.
Right.
I love a woman that smell good. I don't want to go in a store and have my spouse in the same fucking department as me. We looking at the same fucking boxers. No, that's just not going to get it. You know, like I said, everybody got their own opinion when it comes to relationships or whatever. Myself, I do have a label. I'm a stud. You know, I never heard of, you know, the stems and all of that, you know. But like I said, whatever floats your boat, let that motherfucker rock. I just hope it don't tip over in the process of that motherfucker rocking. You know, but I don't judge people. You know, I got transsexual friends and, you know, gay friends and lesbians, whatever. You know, whatever makes you happy at the end of the day, because I'm not going to pay your fucking bills at the end of the day. So you ain't got to make me happy. As long as you're making a person that's laying next to you or whoever you're screwing, as long as you're making them happy. You know, at the end of the day, all studs are still women. You know, like I said, you're still women. You know, when we come out of the stud clothes, we got a pussy, I would hope. And we got titties. You know, some big, some small. I got knockers. My girl said I got mosquito bites. That mean they itty bitty. You know what I'm saying? But, like I said, it is what it is when it comes to the stuff with stud. You know what I'm saying? I just personally can't see myself being with another stud. You know, like I said, I don't knock nobody. You know, I don't judge nobody. You know, I got stuff for stud friends. Just as long as you don't approach me with it. As long as we know where we stand at on levels of, you know, what I like and what you like. You know what I'm saying? I have a friend, like someone else is just on the line saying, you know, I have a stud friend, you know, and she is now with a man that is a transsexual, but they don't consider themselves gay. I don't really know how that kind of works, but they're happy. So, shit, that's all that matters, as long as they're happy at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people go around knocking this, knocking that. Like I said, I ain't knocking nobody. I just know what I don't like and what I do like. And I know I like for my woman to come home with her nails and toes done. You know what I'm saying? I like mine to go in Victoria's Secrets and get lingerie. I can't, it ain't nothing sexy to me about another stud approaching me in some motherfucking boxers and a beater. Or a sports bra when we getting ready to have sex. Like, no, I want to lay there and have a feminine female walk in. You know, but, you know, some people say that they just don't like femmes no more. Because femmes are bisexual or they just, I don't know, but shit. At first it went from studs stealing all the women, but now we turn around, all the femmes taking, shit, they taking all the femmes from us. So it's like a lot of studs just ain't got a choice, real shit. But, shit, mine on lock. Mine ain't going nowhere, so I got my piece, you know what I'm saying? But like I said, it is what it is when it comes to the, you know, anybody that want to, you can date a fucking animal. I don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? Shit, but, yeah, so I feel like everybody else off motherfucking topic, so I'm about to be off topic for a minute. Excuse me, y'all can cut me off. I don't care. But I'm spoiled. So, now I'm just fucking with y'all. But,
no, you are telling the truth. You are spoiled.
I'm spoiled as fuck.
I know you are.
Hell yeah. Me and my girl just got into it because I'm spoiled as fuck. Like, I don't know, shit. Studs can be spoiled, shit. Fuck, we spoil all the females running around and shit. Why I can't be spoiled and shit? But, nah, so, let me see. My ceiling fan is running real good right now. You know what I'm saying? I just swept my floor. Nah, but I ain't gonna hold y'all time up, you know. I had a long day, y'all. I was excited to get on here. And I'm like, I'm 10 minutes early. I'm even telling my little homegirl. I'm like, man, I'm about to be on the radio with him. I'm about to chop it up with him. I'm on this motherfucker a whole 10 minutes and then a whole another 10 minutes and then we had technical difficulties.
Yeah, yeah,
somebody in there was like, if anybody can hear me, and I'm like, I'm on the other end, like, y'all can really hear me, but I'm like, I can hear you,
right?
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know who else can hear you, but I can hear you, you know what I'm saying? So, I like having fun, yo, like, real shit. I just like, I enjoy myself, I enjoy people, I enjoy the fucking LGBT community, you know what I'm saying? And when people do stuff. Hey, tell that girl bring some of them ribs this way, though. Real talk. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Tell her don't hit me up on Facebook because my girl crazy. But FedEx the motherfuckers. Freeze them for a couple weeks and you know, put them in the cooler and send them motherfuckers to me. Make sure they ain't pork, though. And she got to tear them off the bone for me because I don't eat nothing on bones.
Uh-huh.
So I'm going to need to shred that off of there. But like I said, back to the topic, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. Whatever floats your boat, let it rock. If you happy, I'm happy for you. You know what I'm saying? Some people right now, a lot of people trying to get me to go stud for stud. I don't know why the fuck they are, but it's a lot of studs out here that's like, well, you should try it. Then they're like, well, you're an exotic stud dancer, so do you dance on other studs? Actually, if you look at any of my videos, I've never danced on another stud. I don't have a problem with doing it because money is money. But, yeah, I just try to stick more of the big booty, big titty, tight clothes wearing females, you know. But, if anybody want to dance, you know, I can give y'all a private dance. I'm a dancer y'all over, Uwu, you know. So, yeah, y'all studs out there want a show, I got a show for you. I can feel on me and everything right through the motherfucking camera. Yeah. But nah, don't let nobody tear y'all spirits down. Shit, if y'all happy, live y'all motherfucking life. Tell motherfucker to suck your dick and suck your asshole. Because ain't nobody else paying your bills. You happy. I don't give a fuck if it's two men, two women. You know what I'm saying? Shit, a lot of people say that we ain't supposed to be gay. supposed to be in a woman with a man and a man with a woman. Shit, I'm Eve and Eve. You know what I'm saying? A lot of other motherfuckers Steve for Steve. You know, it just wasn't Adam and Eve over here. It was just, you know, just two women, you know. But, shit, at the end of the day, we still women, you know. I'm like, a lot of people on the shit right now with a touch me not stud. Y'all should have a conversation about that, too, real talk. Y'all should put that on one of these little questions one of these days, how they feel about the touch me not shit. You know, but that also falls in the line of stud on stud. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of studs run around saying that they're touch me not studs, but you're with a stud. How does that kind of correspond? Like, who the fuck is doing the fucking? I'm interested. Actually, if anybody on here stuff with stud, I want to get down and dirty. I want to know what the fuck going on with y'all. Like, I ain't hating. I want to know. I want to learn some shit. I ain't going to do no shit, but I just want to learn some shit, you know? I want to learn. How y'all doing that shit? Somebody sucking up a strap, or who taking a strap? Do it got to be a certain, you know, y'all walk a certain way? Do y'all hold hands? Like, I'm interested. You know, I'm not interested. Y'all know what I'm saying, right?
I to say yeah,
it. I do. Oh, okay. I just didn't want y'all to think I was just trying to get a little curious on the side.
No.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure that was clear for the record. Nah, I ain't going on that side of the fence. I'm good over here.
No,
you know?
No, don't do it.
Oh, hell no.
Don't jump the fence.
Oh, hell no. I got a bad bitch. I'm good. Real talk. But, yeah, I'm going to stay on here. I'm fully alert. I stay, you know, I went and gambled. My wife went and gambled like fucking $1,000 away today. And I wish she was on this fucking radio right now because I cussed her ass out. Shit. But she ain't on here, so she don't know what I'm saying to y'all. But, yeah, I ain't gonna jump the fence. But I'm curious. Y'all come on here. Let us know. Don't be shy. Don't be scared. Y'all ain't gotta state y'all name. She just tell me what y'all do. Do y'all finger each other? Y'all suck each other up? Who taking strap? Both of y'all? Do y'all fuck each other in the ass? Like, I just want to know.
Inquiring minds want to know, damn it.
I'm just trying to figure it out, you know, because I always step back and be like, damn, two studs, what are they doing? You know, I know when you with a femme, it's a difference because, you know, I'm strapping mine down. You know what I'm saying? Or, you know, whatever the case may be. But I just want to, I'm kind of interested, like, dude, they kind of like, is one of the girls or one of the studs wearing a little bit tighter clothes than the other one? Who's the aggressive one? Are both of y'all? I don't know. I'm confused as shit. Never mind. Y'all know what? Don't even just act like Mr. Miami ain't even on the radio. Fuck that. I don't want to know. Fuck it. Because it's just going to paint my mind. Fuck. Don't do it.
A part of you want to know, and the other part say, fuck it, I don't want to know
right,
shit.
Right. It's like one side, it's like, how do they do this shit? And then it's the other side, it's just like, no, you do not want to know, Miami. Like, sit your ass down, nigga. Shut the light off and go to sleep. Off that, you know, but I want to know. So, y'all know, you know, it is what it is. But listen, I do got a question for, she's on radio, period. You know, I'm really excited about Tuesday night, you know, but I need one of y'all to call me direct. I inbox whoever over the She's On page. I inbox y'all my booking line number and also my personal number. So make sure somebody from here give me a call so I can ask y'all some questions that I don't really want to ask over here, you know, over radio, you know what I'm saying? But I ain't trying to fuck none of y'all, so... Y'all gotta worry about that.
I'm good.
Now listen, I'm gonna tell y'all something. I am one of the biggest freaks, and y'all probably wouldn't even believe me, but I really am. Like, I am like one of the most sexual talkers in the world. So if y'all ever have a show where people just talking, like, do y'all believe in phone sex?
Hell yeah.
I do.
Oh, see, some people be like, why the fuck do y'all have phone sex? I enjoy phone sex. Like, I got a girl off over the radio one time. It was on another radio station, lesbian radio station. And I had phone sex with her. Like, I wasn't in a relationship, of course. But even if I was, like, shit, it ain't nothing but talking. Dang, my woman coming home at the end of the night. You know what I'm saying? I'm just talking. You know, but I got a couple of things that I want y'all to
to discuss on the radio because I'm curious, you know, and I don't really get a lot of time to talk to my fans, supporters, and followers and shit, you know, and a lot of people, like, they be scared to call me, this, this, that, and the third, but I be having questions, too. You know, I'm an entertainer, and I'm real in my own little world, but, you know, I got some questions that I need some fucking answers to, you know, so I'm going to need y'all to, like, give me some damn answers, you know, so I'm going to make sure y'all get my questions, but shit, if y'all fucking it up, whoever y'all is, these stuff or studs, like I said, I can't even say keep it to y'all, so don't, I don't, oh my God, y'all just got me, I just got a headache off that shit. So just, do y'all bump coochies? Like, I'm curious, like, take the next caller, I'm going to stay on the line, because I'm curious as hell, but, yeah, I want y'all to come back to me, because I know I'm going to have a question.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I'm curious. This is crazy as hell, because I don't be curious about shit like this. I ain't
you
curious about shit
like
this.
Damn it, I'm going to stay up and I'm going to find out that. I'm gonna
exactly.
Find out.
Like, I'm just trying to figure out, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, damn, like, do y'all wear the same cologne?
No,
do y'all share boxers? Like,
I don't know.
Like, do y'all share each other watches and do y'all wear each other shoes and drawers? And I'm just trying to fucking figure it out. Shit. Y'all can't blame me because some other motherfuckers that came in the world and took some shit into control of their own hands and made stuff stud. Now, you know
what?
I can say this. You know, I always thought it attractive for two females, two feminine. Let me repeat that and rephrase that. I've always found it attractive to see two femmes together, you know, but,
Yeah,
studs are like two men, you know, and I'm not really too interested on the men part because shitty stick dick. Ooh, did I say that out loud?
Yeah, you did, yeah.
I don't give a fuck. Shit, y'all
know
that shit on y'all fucking dick. Y'all sticking y'all dick into a fucking asshole. Y'all know that shit coming out the damn ass. See, I know y'all got some shitty ass sticks. Now, I know I'm a victim of this. I ain't never been fucked in my ass, but I know I fucked a girl on her ass. And I, this was my first time doing it, and I had a shitty stick dick.
Oh, God. I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to pray.
No, y'all ain't got to pray no more because I was feeling good that night, you know,
and she was just...
She was geeking me up, fucking me in my ass, and I was just like, fucking your ass. Like, I ain't never did that. I looked at her like, you sure? Like, I was scared. Like, it was hurting me as I was going in. She was hurting me, and I wasn't even getting fucking ass. But, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, it's just I got some interesting questions because I'm a freak, like I said. I want to know who eat ass.
Hell
and do they think it's nasty?
Yeah. I did it before.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie.
You know what? I ain't gonna front. I never ate ass until I got with the woman that I'm with now. And I was about to say, she got some good ass booty. Yo, got some good. I'm so glad she cannot hear me, y'all. Ringing my neck right now. She hate me talking about our sex life. But I'm listen, when you got something good, hold on to that shit. Because you don't find good assholes and good pussies often. They either blew out, wore out, or tore the fuck out of the frame. Mine, nice, tight, firm. Oh, my God. And I ain't never fucked on the ass. I wouldn't even violate mine like that. But I love eating her ass. I never thought that I would enjoy it as much as I did. I was just like, damn, this shit coming out of there. I'm not putting my tongue in that. What the fuck's wrong with you, bitch? But now, you know, it's different from when a person really clean themselves and you like, shit, I'm going to eat this ass. Shit, my girl ain't never tell me to eat her ass. And I was just like, I'm full of smelling so good. That Victoria's Secret is just lingering all around down. And I was like, I'm going to eat this ass. I was high and I ain't going to die. I ate that ass one time and I got hooked on ass.
No, you hooked on ass.
I'm just saying, I like ass more than I like pussy.
Yeah, me too, man. That's
but
good,
that's only
man.
Coming from my woman because everybody ain't got good pussy and everybody ain't got good ass. And everybody, and I know a lot of motherfuckers is 21 and up, and these grown son of a bitches still don't know how to wipe their asses right. So I'm not fucking licking that shit.
But, yeah, go ahead and go to the next caller because I'm interested, like I said. And, you know, rest in peace to all the motherfuckers that died and shit, you know, for that motherfucker wanting to be the Joker, you know. But y'all got to put that shit in God's hands because at the end of the day, that's some crazy-ass shit, you know. And we can't judge him and be like, oh, I'll kill him. I want to kill him. I want to put him under the jail. What the fuck? No, because you're going to go to jail. You're going to go to jail, too. The fuck? One crime ain't greater or less than the next. So, anyways, taking the next caller, Mr. Miami gonna stay on the summer, bitch. I took some NyQuil, so I might doze off. Just, I don't know. If y'all come back to 305 and I don't say nothing, just cough or something. I don't know what the fuck. I don't know,
say,
but yeah,
up,
do that.
Damn it.
Word.
Damn it.
All you gotta say is pretty ass Indian. I'ma be on point. All you gotta do is say
right,
my
ma'am.
Woman name. I'ma wake up.
All right, ma'am.
Take the next caller. I appreciate y'all having me on the line.
Thank you so much for the support, man. And thank you for keeping us energized. Your energy is awesome. I'm just telling you.
Yes,
I love
it is.
Your energy.
Yes,
awesome
it is.
Name, man. Well, love, we're going to be right back to you in a few minutes. And thanks again.
Always.
All right. Very cool. 254-624. Tell us how you feel about
stud on stud. Oh, my God, wait. my side hurt.
Oh, damn, poor baby.
Mr. Miami got me crying, man. I'm about to die over here. Oh, my goodness. She's too funny, man. Okay.
Funny.
For real. Oh, my gosh. My side is just hurting. But okay, I'm okay now. Shout out to Mr. Miami for making me laugh this late at night. But I really don't feel nothing about it. I mean, I don't see nothing wrong with it. I mean, it's just, I don't see nothing wrong with it. Like, me and my friend, we had met like these white lesbians at the club, right? And, like, after the club, we all went to Whataburger, and, like, the majority of them were studs, but they were all dating. Like, not all dating together, but all of them were studs, and they were, like, I don't know, like, they didn't care. Like, they were so cool. They didn't care. It was like they had no care in the world.
So they were dating each other?
Not, like, each other, but, like, okay, there was, like, six of them, and all six of them were studs. One of them, or no, there was six, total of eight lesbians together. Six of them were studs. One of them was a, she was a transgender, so she was a he. And then the other one, she was a femme. And, like, all the studs were, like, dating each other, or one of them had dated one of the studs before, but they broke up, but they're still cool. They don't have no cares in the world. I love them. They were cool.
So
they didn't care that they were, huh?
I was saying, so are you for it or are you against it? Or
I'm for it. I mean, I support them. It's cool. I mean, I'm not going to be like, oh, that's nasty. What the hell are you doing? But, like, no, I'm for it. I'm not against it. I mean, it's like two femmes dating. I mean, same thing.
No, that's right.
Wearing each other's thongs, wearing each other's bras. I mean, I don't see a problem with it.
Mm-hmm.
You telling
the
truth? I don't know, man. I am, man, you know, preaching.
You sure you telling the truth?
Huh?
Yeah. You sure you telling the truth?
Yeah, I'm good. Why are you talking like that? Like, you about to beat me up.
Nah, I'm not going to beat you up. I'm just picking with you. I always pick with you. So nice. Isn't she daddy? She's so. Yes, because I just feel that I love them. Like, they're so nice.
I am nice, y'all.
I'm trying to see if I can piss her off a little bit, but does that work? Don't
do that. I'm going to get the belt. Don't piss nobody off now.
Man, yesterday I was pissed off. Y'all would have talked to me yesterday, like earlier in the day. I probably would have went off or something. I was really mad.
Well, don't you be mad, girl. You are cool.
I wanted to punch teddy bears.
Oh, hell, you know what? Hold on, wait a minute.
I'm glad you ain't gonna punch no KC.
Hold on, bro. I don't mean to cut you off, but what you mean you like to punch teddy bears?
As long as she's punching teddy bears.
No, Teddy.
Okay.
Teddy, stop.
Hold on.
Stop. I didn't mean that in reference to you. I was trying to think of something like cute because y'all keep saying that, oh, she's so nice.
But
you know, and I was like,
you can talk about cats. Dogs, birds.
I wanted to punch babies.
Don't do that.
What?
What? Wait a minute. Hold on. Wait.
No. Okay, stop. I wanted to punch flowers.
Well, punch flowers then. You said teddy bears. I feel like I need a hug now.
Okay, here. Hold out your arms. I'm about to hug you. Come on. One, two, three. Did you feel it? Okay, I patted your little back.
All right.
Y'all are a mess, man. But anywho, I'm going to call one day. I'm going to be real thuggish with y'all, okay? And I'm going to sound mean. Y'all ain't going to know who I am. I'm going to call private.
I'm
going to
know exactly who you are.
Mm-hmm. No, you're not, because I'm going to be thuggish. I ain't going to even know. I'm going to be like.
You can't even be thuggish. Like, I can't hear your voice. She's going to. She is going to try to be thuggish, and I can hear it now. Hey, yo. I can hear it, man. I can hear it. She's going to bring that love.
It's going to work. Y'all going to think I'm a stud because I'm just going to be like, you know what I'm saying? I got a stud. I am a stud at heart. I got a stud name. You got to be here to see it. I've been rocking my snapbacks
and tattoos.
Snapbacks and piercings, because I don't have any tattoos, but, you know.
Hey. Got piercings.
I do. Whatever. Okay, whatever, Casey.
Oh, look, do I got to get the belt for y'all, too?
Yeah.
There you. Oh my gosh! I said that to somebody at work. I was like, "I'm gonna get the belt in Crisco," and they looked at me like I was crazy. And they was like, "What?" And I was like, "Oh hell, damn."
Whole thing.
It's your fault.
They don't understand.
They don't. And then today I was like gizzards, and people was just looking at me at work, and I was like, "Never mind." I had to walk away from the situation.
You said gizzards. I'm surprised you ain't say chitlins.
Man, because I like chitlins, and I didn't want to ruin that for myself.
Ew, okay, ew, this is gross. Ew.
With hot sauce? And they got to cook them right, though. Like, you just can't eat anybody's chitlins. Like, they got to cook them right. They got to clean them right. And then they got to cook them for the right amount of time. You get some hot sauce.
Okay.
I can't wait till Thanksgiving.
That was, oh my God, that is too much.
Girl, I'm going to bring you some, okay?
No, you're not. I'm not. We're
going to have a chitlin party.
No, we not.
Chitlins and gizzards. Gizzards are nasty, okay?
Well, I plead the fifth on the gizzards, but you can have them chitlins.
You can have them gizzards and nasty things. What is it, the neck or something of a chicken?
It's a chicken heart.
The heart?
It's too much to explain. We getting off topic about talking about gizzards and chicken.
Well, everybody else was off topic, so I want to...
I know.
Man. Whatever.
I know, but it's a part of the chicken. It's near the heart area, but yeah. Eating pig intestine and ass and shit. Oh, God.
Teddy, this is the most I've heard you talk in my life. And KC's the one being quiet.
I know. She's tripping.
What's going on?
I'm tripping off y'all. Y'all crazy as hell, man.
Is it opposite day?
Yes, we have opposite days.
Yes, we do.
Well, then that means I got to be a stud and be all hard and thuggish.
Hey, no, don't do that. Then I'm going to be quiet.
And then I'm going to be like, yeah, I'm stud for stud, and now I'm going to make up a story to tell y'all.
Good gracious.
About how it goes down in the bed.
Oh, my God.
Oh, goodness. Okay.
Well, we love you, Miss 254. We really do. We really do. I'm coming right back to you, though, because I got, like, a couple of people, and I'm trying to get into, oh, my God, there's more than a couple of people. Lord, Jesus. We're going to go ahead and get to everybody else and see what everybody else got to say, and we'll be right back to you, okay?
All right, love.
All right, 202, how do you feel about stud on stud? I mean, 202-213, talk to us. 202-213. All right. Area code 860-990, talk to us.
Hello there, how is everybody tonight?
Hey, what's going on?
What's going on? I just want to say first that I have been going through it about the situation in Aurora, Colorado. All day long, I have been weeping. My heart goes out to the families, the children that died, you know, the victims, the people who saw the incident go down, you know. My heart goes out to them. That's all I have to say about that. As far as stuff or stud, you know, it's something that's new for me. Because I heard a couple of people mention about, I was taught by older white lesbians. We didn't really have labels. You know, we really didn't. When I first came out, we just didn't have them. And then, you know, I started going on the internet, and I started, like, finding out different things about, like, AGs and STEMs and stud for stud. And I really have no understanding of it because, I mean, I've always been attracted to feminine women, but I do know it to be true in the Caucasian community. Like, they just don't give a fuck. You know, they just love who they love. They could both wear jeans with big leather belts with buckles and fucking cowboy boots and tight t-shirts, and they're just fine. You know what I mean? But I am more attracted to the more feminine woman. I don't know. I've never dated a stud. I have no desire to. I mean, Mr. Miami had me cracking the hell up tonight. And I just want to say, Mimi, can I please get an email, Ribs, please? Like, can you just email me, like, a picture of the ribs and the macaroni and cheese and collard greens and shit, please? I'm a little twisted tonight. I got to be honest. I'm a little twisted tonight. You have to excuse me. I finally got my medicine for my knee, and I have other things that I use for medicinal purposes. So I'm feeling quite lovely tonight. I'm trying to tell you. All I need is a warm body, but that's not going to happen. So I got my teddy bear here. Yeah, I got a real live teddy bear, okay? My teddy bear is 3 feet tall. Okay? It's a real Ted, like Ted, like that fucking crazy ass movie, Ted. That movie is crazy. That's a sick teddy bear, man. Whoever came up with that concept is sick. They're really fucking sick. I don't even believe that they have a movie about a grown-ass nasty teddy bear. But as far as, you need to have a topic about eating ass. Yes, you do. Yeah, you need to have a topic about tossing salad. That would be a really good topic.
That would be interesting. That's all I'm
going to
say on that one.
Oh, my God. KC, why are you so quiet, man? I want you to talk to me like you be chopping it up with other people. Talk to me, please.
Yeah, I'm just listening, you know. I'm letting you talk.
I know I have that relaxing, calming voice.
I know.
I know. It's so soothing. Like, I could tell a really good story. I could be a phone sex operator. There's a whole bunch of things that I could do with this voice. But all I want to do is just be able to whisper sweet nothings in someone's ear again. Like, is that so wrong?
No.
No, I'm just kidding. You know what? If I'm alone for the rest of my life, oh, well, so be it. That's just more trips that I can take around the fucking country and around the world all by my alone to meet some new people. Damn it. I'm just coming to that. I'm coming to that acceptance that if God intends for me to be alone for the rest of my life, then I will be. And I know that I'm a good person. I'll just spoil my nieces and nephews and have a good time with them, you know, and just meet a whole bunch of different people from all around, because that's what I do. I do travel a lot. I really do. I go anywhere that my mind takes me to, I go. I love to travel. Does anyone want to travel with me? I need a travel companion. I don't require anything. Just laugh. Just make me laugh and I'll make you laugh. And I'm real corny. I know I am. I'm a fucking nerd. Oh, well. I'm a brainiac. My IQ is 174. I can't help it.
Damn.
I'm just smart. I am a fucking genius. And I just, yeah. That's why I talk the way I talk so proper and everything, because, like, I'm just smart. I really am. I have 3 degrees. I don't know what to do with them. I'm just bored. That's the truth. I'm bored. I need to do something. Put me to work. But anywho, stud for stud, I don't have an opinion. As long as you love each other and, like, I wouldn't do it personally. I'm not like attracted to someone who wears like True Religion like me, you know, or something like that, or, you know, like fitted and shit like that. But if you love it, if you like it, I love it. That's all I can say. I'm not trying to judge anyone. Have a blast with it. You know, knock yourselves out. Blow your boxers up. I don't know. I don't know. But I do want to, can you, Mimi, if you're listening, please, can you email me a picture of your dinners so at least I can, like, sit there and drool at the picture, because, you know, you're like, you're in Delaware, I'm in Connecticut. Help us just out, please. Look, nobody's laughing with me. I need someone to laugh with me, okay? You know what? Fuck that. Go on to the next caller. I'm hanging up. Damn. Good night.
Don't do that. Don't hang up. Listen. Keep listening.
I'm listening. I'm not going nowhere. I'm just sitting over here cheesing like a motherfucker. I don't even know what to do with myself. Like, I want to go run around the block and yell out obscenities at cars going by. I don't know. No. Look, I'll see you guys. I'm goofy. I know. I'm hopped up on pain meds and other medicinal things. And yeah. Okay, on to the next caller. I'm going to get something to drink now.
Bye. Thank you so much, Susan, for all that.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to go to area code 310-775. Let us know exactly how do you feel about stud on stud. Hello, 310-775.
What up, what up, what up? What's
hey,
up, KC?
Good.
What's up, Teddy?
Hey,
what's going
you
on with you? Yeah, you know what this is. It's Hennessy.
Man,
I don't know what to do, man. Shit, I done had a drink. Sipping on something again. That Miami, though, woo. Scratch my head on that one. That nigga crazy. But anyway, first and foremost, I do, a couple people spoke on it about the massacre in Colorado. I want to send prayers out to them because that was crazy. But also, shout out to y'all doing the damn thing with this blog radio. Now, I thought the show was going to be on stud dialect. That's what I thought it was.
We're taking it back to the topic.
Okay, first off, for moi, myself, I'm not playing swords with a nigga, okay? But to each his own, you know, it's like whatever floats your boat. And I just personally think that, you know, us being in the LGBT community, we can't really knock what two studs do. This is, I guess, basically to Miami. You know, like, whether they, you said something about bumping coochies and licking each other, fucking each other. They doing the same thing, basically, I guess, that a stud and a film is doing, because it's two pussies at the end of the day. But it ain't my stilo. I don't knock it. I don't knock nobody or what they do because of the rainbow that I sit under. You know what I'm saying? So, to each his own. What else? I guess the stud-on-stud thing is some new shit. It's new to me. I'm from back in the old days. It wasn't really none of that cracking. I guess it's some new generation shit, stud-on-stud, whatever. But like I said, to each his own. Somebody spoke also about somebody was speaking about, transgender or something like that? Transsexuals having sex with studs or something like that? Or did I hear wrong?
I heard right.
He's just on that. I don't understand that one, but he's just on. You know, I can't knock two dudes getting it on, none of that. You know what I'm saying? Because I think that's hypocritical for us as gay lesbians or lesbians or gay studs, whatever you want to label yourself, whatever. We all, at the end of the day, gay lesbians. I can't, you know what I'm saying? I just feel like we don't have really any, I don't think we have that window to actually judge. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I mean, that's real talk, for real. But, you know, like I say, I'm not playing swords with nobody, you know what I'm saying? I love feminine women, you know, with the motherfucking stilettos, the whole nine, all of that. You know what I'm saying? I love, you know, just the femininity of a woman. Basically, I guess that's how you gotta put it. You know, I'm not looking for no nigga that's like me. You know what I'm saying? It is not attractive to me. You know what I'm saying? But whatever floats your boat, you know. What else? That's about it, basically. Shit, I'm like lost for words after Miami killed it. He killed that shit. But anyway, how's everything with y'all on that end?
Man, you talking about slide set on set?
I'm talking about in general, nigga.
Oh, in general.
Because I know you got that She Cry coming up. That She Cry, shout out to that. I ain't gonna be there, but you know, salute. You know, I'm sure it's gonna go down real tough.
Oh yeah, I've been working hard as hell, man, trying to make sure this thing jump. And you know, this is my first actual event doing, you know, She Cry or whatever. This is the first one. And I hope
don't do the hope, dog. Don't do the hope. Put it in the universe, man. It's gonna be on.
Yeah.
Cracking. Y'all gonna blow the BA out of the water.
You gotta claim that, bro. I didn't tell you.
Is that petty? Yeah. Yeah, that's right, man. Okay, yes. Yeah. Speak on that, man. Yep, it's gonna be fire, man. Watch. It's gonna be fire. Y'all gonna be good. You know what I'm
saying? That's the unofficial birthday of me. My birthday Monday, but I'm celebrating my birthday She Pride weekend.
Ooh, your birthday Monday? I know that's right. Take it from Monday on, huh?
Damn right.
Yeah, that's what's up. Now, I guess the only persons that really could answer the questions to the stud on stud or S2S, however they calling it out there in the world of Twitter or Facebook or whatever. I mean, if y'all out there listening, you know, call in and answer the questions to these curious minds they want to know or whatever. But I see it as basically two women, you know, at the end of the day. Bottom line, it's just like with studs. If a stud get arrested, check this out. She going to jail with the females, right? A film get arrested, she going to jail with the female. So, you know what I'm saying? That's just, you know, it's just at the end of the day, we women. You know? Yep, but keep doing what y'all doing. You know me, I'm always going to be having my ear to y'all, you know, listening, supporting. Salute to y'all for all y'all do, what all y'all do and everything. I'm going to let y'all get back in and get it cracking with your caller to hear what they got to say.
excuse me, hear what they got to say. I also got somebody that's new, that's new to this Blog Talk Radio stuff. She on the line. She ain't saying nothing because she's just listening in.
I'm saying wait.
What?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, they can hear you.
We can hear you.
Okay. I'm not a stud. I'm a femme. All I will say about it is the visual on it is, it's not a good visual. Because coming from the standpoint of being a femme, I would not want another femme touching me in any kind of way. So, I mean, I don't knock it. People can push it how they want to, but it wouldn't work for me. So from that perspective, I would think two studs, you know, you would have to like that, but I don't know, the visual is just not, it's not doing it for me.
I'm a ad lib. What's the visual for you? What's the visual for you? Because at the end of the day, when the clothes come off, it's titties, ass, and pussy.
It is, but it's just like in my mind, okay, you're right, because it's two women no matter what.
Right.
Everybody's got the same thing. But a lot of people are saying, you know, they don't
recognize labels like that.
Right, but a lot of people are saying that they don't recognize labels or anything like that, and I get that totally, but we call ourselves studs or femmes or whatever, so you kind of are giving yourself a label.
Right.
I guess, you know, whatever people want to do, whatever works for you, works for you. Whatever blows your dress up, hey, push it. I know if it was me, coming from the standpoint, if it's two femmes for me, that would not work for me.
Mm-hmm, but it's
if I was, I guess it's sexy, probably, is it sexy to a stud?
Yeah.
Okay.
Speak your mind.
But as a femme, I mean, that would, first of all, when I see women, okay, all women, I can appreciate the beauty of all women, okay? But there is no attraction to another woman for me that is present herself like I am. You could not step to me made up. That would not work. Because
mm-hmm.
I do the makeup. I do the stiletto. I couldn't. That is not attractive to me. A stud is attractive to me.
But the top is on stud on stud.
What I'm saying is, okay, let me take it back to the topic. I guess it would be, I mean, if I've heard of it, but it's kind of, that'd be kind of crazy, I guess, if you're not down with it. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
But in my mind, I would be thinking, well, if they're both studs, who's going to be, you know, who's going to be the aggressor?
That's where I have a problem when people say, who's going to be? When did it become a who's going to be with sex, real talk? Now, I mean, don't get me wrong. Now, hear me good. This is in a seat, real talk, OG. In the bed, ain't no strapping going on. Ain't nobody strapping me, bottom line, because I don't lie, I'm not with it. That ain't me. That ain't my speedo. However, you know, it's like giving head, you know what I'm saying, is giving head. It's like two, that bottom line, two anatomies is the same. The anatomy's still the same, you feel me? And it's like, I'm just, my belief to the whole thing is this. I'm not knocking nobody out there doing whatever they doing, long as they not fucking with kids and they ain't fucking with old people. Those two things, off the Richter scale. Anything other than that, you want to fuck, like y'all was talking about last night about animals and shit? That was grossing me out.
Yeah, that was crazy.
You want to fuck a dog? Fuck a dog. That's on you. You feel me? You know, if you want to, you know, that's on you. You know, so stud on stud, that's on you. Stud in a tranny, that's on you. Stud in Hennessy, the stud that Hennessy is straight on feminine women, period. Period. And I don't mean a stud that can put some stilettos on. I'm talking about femininity all the way through and through. On that note, my dogs out there, I'm going to let y'all go, though. Take the next caller so I can laugh.
All right, thank y'all so much for giving y'all input. Thanks for the support. And we'll talk to y'all. If we don't get to talk to you tonight, we'll talk to you next on tomorrow. All right. Area code 804562. We are running out of time. Please make it brief. Miss 562, now she's not playing with us. Talk to my friend about stud on stud.
Hey, how y'all doing tonight?
Teddy,
you need to drink every night.
Yeah, I need to drink every night.
Yeah.
Why? Because
you've been talking a whole lot.
I know. All y'all got to do is send me a big, dumb bottle of Moscato, and I'll talk every night.
Okay. But I'm kind of, Hennessy kind of took the words out of my mouth about being hypocritical. I mean, at the end of the day, it's still two women. I guess what just got some gay people. I mean, hell, if they like it, then I mean, what's wrong with it? When they take their clothes off, it's still two women. It ain't no, you know. I don't think they should get critiqued because they're still liking a stud. If that's what you like, that's what you like. Can't nobody do that, do nothing about it, take that from you. So, they ain't never, they like to see films on films. So, shit, why films can't see studs on studs? That's the way I feel about it. And to the last caller that don't like the films, whew. I don't say, more power to you, girl, because I love them. And I'm a film. I love them. So that's all I got to say. I got a lot to say, but I'm gonna wait because I'm too late. Don't laugh at me, Casey, because you already know. I'm gonna just put it out. The next day that they have a show, I want you, Mr. Miami, to personally ask for Vicious or 804-562 or 804-236 or whatever they call me. I want you to ask for me. I got some words for you.
Uh-oh. Ain't got no words for me.
Yes, that ain't do nothing wrong.
So... we ain't got enough time, Dan. But I'm kind of requesting that KC and Teddy give us like a 10-minute little session. I got some stuff I want to school you to about last night's show.
Okay.
So.
Y'all love that damn thing.
She's on after motherfucking duck.
You know. You better work, girl. Don't make me snap my motherfucking fingers. Yeah.
Snap your fingers, yeah. Boo-boo. Snap them fingers.
Snap my fingers, boo-boo.
Mm-hmm. And I'm one to try to tell people don't judge people, but I'm going to tell y'all, I ain't get to say nothing about that nasty shit last night. But y'all motherfuckers, if y'all is doing it to animals, y'all is some nasty motherfuckers, and y'all need to be destroyed.
Well, I don't do it to a few animals.
Shut the fuck up.
What the hell? Really? Oh, my God. I love you, but I'm going to have to love you from a distance. You love animals.
Yeah, I don't have me a few animals. Honey.
You
don't
have you a horse, yeah. A goat, a fish?
Yes.
Maybe?
I don't have bulls, gorillas. Yeah,
oh,
damn. I don't have hippopotamus. Yeah, I don't have all kind of shit.
Look, yeah. I'm not taking you to the zoo. You not come when you come down here.
Molesting the animals, though,
Casey. Come on now.
No, I'm not talking. Are y'all talking about the animals in the zoo? I'm sorry. Oh no, we know you talking about some of them ratchet ones that you used to mess with. Come on now. I know. I get your point.
Oh, goddamn.
I get your point now. Come on now.
There we go. Oh, y'all are crazy. Y'all get on
you
my
might
head.
You might not like what I say, but hey, I know what you're saying. So if your ass on the phone listening, y'all hear that right? KC calling y'all animals.
We gonna pray for KC and them animals that she used to deal with back in the day. All right, that's it.
I mean, sometimes you gotta go through animals to get your prize.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
congratulations, KC, on getting your prize. You had to do it to the animals.
I had to go with the gates, the goddamn goats. Everything, girl, to keep in my goddamn
ground.
got me a tall giraffe now, girl. I'm ready with that nut. We're not
going to
go on and talk about that.
Yeah, I had me a couple of drinks tonight, too, so I'm really off the chain, but I can't wait. I can't wait till the next show.
Tomorrow will be off the chain, man, because
Oh, yeah, the weekend show will be off the chain anyway, so you already know.
I'm going to have my
mojito
on deck. On the week, we'll be having our little guests and stuff like that, so we don't get to talk too much, but on the weekend,
But Teddy, you hear me right. You hear me right. You hear my request, KC. Y'all hear my request. Mr. Miami, you hear my request. This is Vicious. Tomorrow is going down. 10 minutes. We need 5 minutes. 5 minutes. Me and you, we're going to have a conversation. Okay? I'm putting that out there right now. She's
now,
on after dark.
5 minutes only.
Five minutes.
Because I'm about to hang this thing up, too. Look,
okay.
Everybody that's talking tonight, I'm here to tell you now, starting tomorrow, your ass will have 2 minutes to talk. You hear me? You may have 3 minutes, okay? Because, you know, we only have 2 hours, and we have, like, over 50 people calling, then we have people that are listening online, and we need to be mindful for other people that are, that do want to talk. Because I want to get to everybody, you know what I'm saying? So,
and so if you can't get called on twice, don't be crying. It's just haggle sometimes.
If you only talk about 2 or 3 minutes, we can get to you again. Goddamn, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, well, the way you did it last night, though, you I really
good,
like that.
Right?
Yeah,
you
kept everybody,
good.
You know.
Yeah, but you know, tonight was kind of touchy because I know a lot of people wanted to talk about, you know, the incident that happened in Colorado. So, you know, we're doing a little
prayer
talk
for them too.
Oh, yeah, we praying for them. You know, so I understand people want to, you know, get that shout out and get that love. You know what I'm saying? But tomorrow, if we talking about fucking animals, we're going to talk about fucking animals the whole goddamn show. We ain't going to go off and talk about fucking drag queens, right? We're going to talk about the topic because we gotta hurry up and get it out of the way because we only got 2 hours to talk.
All right, well, you just give her 2 minutes and give me 2 minutes, and then we got our 2 minutes. It ain't even got to be 5 minutes. 2 minutes and 2 minutes, and me and Mr. Miami going to get it popping.
All right, let's do it.
I love y'all,
and I'll
talk to y'all tomorrow.
Do it like that. I'm so sorry, ladies. I don't mean to be mean and rude or nothing like that, but look, everybody got to get a chance. You know, I'm getting complaints in my emails and complaints in my inbox. Yet they want to talk about the topic that I never get to them. So to eliminate that, we're just going to have a brief session. You know, everybody get to talk. And, you know, I'm gonna give you a little and when I start you know, go ahead or I'm gonna cut your ass off. All right, but it's gotta be mad for a little bit. Don't kill me.
I won't end.
Don't kill me though, you know what I'm saying? But when
Can I be the
your ass don't go and you don't say, well, all right, thank you very much for letting me call, I'm gonna cut your ass off, man. It's gonna be what it is, all right? I love you death, but look, you gotta be respectful of everybody else. You know what I'm saying? So
can I be the other person?
You want to be
Yes, yeah. I already be the person. You know, I send you an inbox quick, like, okay, KC, like, they going on them.
Girl, and I will cut your ass off, girl. No shade. It's no shade there, girl. But some people, girl. But look, I just talk a lot too a little bit. Sometimes I gotta cut myself off sometimes. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I want somebody to be like, KC, check the fuck out. Like, go be like, y'all can say it to me too. You know what I'm saying? But I love y'all so much, man. I'm going to get to this. I got 2 more callers to go. We're going to make it quick, man, because I don't want this thing to cut off on us. And then it's going to be like, to us. So,
All right, good night, y'all. Thanks for
Thank you
night.
So much, man. Thank you. All right, 8-4-7-8-2-2-5. We're talking about stud on stud. Tell me exactly how you feel about that. Thank you so much. Make it quick. 478.
I don't care because I'm going to always get my motherfucking time.
Okay.
And I hope y'all know who the fuck y'all talking to.
That scared me a little bit.
I had to call y'all from my other phone in case y'all didn't want to pick up because y'all seen my number. So I had to call y'all from my house phone.
We scared. Can you please tell us who you are?
This is Miami.
Oh, Miami. All right.
This Mr. Miami, I was just coming on here to let y'all know that I was just trying to figure out who said that they wanted to talk to me tomorrow.
Oh, that was Miss Vicious, man. I'm going to send you her link.
Yeah, we're gonna have to have a little discussion before the show tomorrow, because I'm gonna need to know what's going on, because sometimes my mouth kind of react a little too fast. But yeah, y'all go ahead. Shouts out to everybody that was on this motherfucker tonight. Shouts out to She's On. Shouts out to Dolores. Y'all don't know her, but I do. The Duchess, yeah. New management. All day. She in Virginia right now, too. Y'all better watch out.
What's
Duchess
her name?
Coming through. Miss Duchess.
Duchess?
Yeah.
Well, she had
NBA. Well, she just visiting. She just passing through for the night at a hotel. So I'm on the other end. She actually hearing us on the radio, too. So, you know, she make her move. She definitely trying to get into the entertainment business. You know, she got her own little organization. Directing everything, she doing her thing, y'all. So make sure y'all show Miss Duchess some love. All right. Well, y'all on there tomorrow, right? Y'all on here tomorrow?
Yep.
I guess so.
I will be on this motherfucker bright and early tomorrow at 10 to 12.
All right. Thank you so much for tuning in, man. Thank you for the support. And I'm gonna tag you to her right now. I'm gonna tag y'all to each other.
All right, definitely do that. One love, y'all.
All right, thank you. All right, She's On Radio. I want to thank each and every one of you all for tuning in. Look, if you have not gotten your She Fry ticket to C20 Entertainers, Pretty P and King Kells, it's included. But look, 18 other people, yes, there's going to be a big freak fest going down. She Affair 2012 in 2 weeks. She's On is throwing it. Y'all better get y'all butts down here and meet y'all some ladies. That's Thursday. I'm letting everybody know now. If you are single, that's Thursday. This is a private event. If you do have your ticket, you can attend. I'm doing a she date. It's called she dating. Instead of speed, you know, I put she on everything. You know, it's a little case.
Right.
But she is going to be called she dating. And you can come in and you can meet somebody. You can meet your new boo-boos. Maybe, you know, have a date that she's proud of on Saturday night or whatever. You know, and it's going to be the same concept as speed dating. But, you know, we're going to do a little stuff for everybody. We're trying to make sure everybody get their love, too. You know what I'm saying? So, y'all ladies, check it out. www.cpride.tk. We need you in the building. And you get your tickets, your host hotel, everything. See all the performers, whatever is there. 2 weeks. You got to August 1st to get your tickets, and I'm closing it down. Okay? Love y'all. I'll see y'all ladies later. And I love you too, Tay.
Woo-hoo. I love you, Mr. Brown. I mean, bro, I love you, man.
You call me Mr. Brown, nigga. I'm a dear. I'm Mabel.
Look, don't hate. You know you love all this goodness.
I do a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Tomorrow night we will be discussing having sex with women with body odors. Yes.
Oh, God.
Hot topic.
Ladies, it's going down. I don't mean to cut you off, but it's going down.
So, you ladies, I love y'all so much. I think I'm going to leave you all with some music. Let's see.
My favorite,
I Love Her. Shout out to Jimmy Montana. Y'all need to check out on Facebook or YouTube. JimmyMontana. Y'all check her out. Leave me out with her song. Y'all have a good night.
Don't think about it, be about it, don't be scared. Don't take it to the head. For them bitches,
My pal gang vicious. I lick your stomach, touch your back, and give your neck some kisses. Call me the money man. I grant all your wishes. Long as I don't catch you out here chillin' with no other bitches. Cool young nigga, high hung nigga. Fresh to death shit, I might just die young nigga. Ride around in my gang tight, we met and fuck on the same night. We the guards and alcohol, had them all rockin' the same mic. She bad as fuck, she know it. Ass fat, I'm tryin' to hold it. These hit guns might run the streets, but baby girl, I own them. Got a condo, that's way changed, let's vacate it up. And when we get there, we can kiss the hood. We ain't even gotta fuck you.
I'm on my grind, getting money, trying to stack my riches. I say fuck a nigga, I say fuck a bitch. I need paper, money, hungry, starving like a bitch. You wanna fuck with me, gotta pay like you wait. Black car, shopping spree, send that shit my way. I got that bomb pussy, I got that wet shit. I got that shit to make you wanna leave your other chick. Call me water fountain, I'm something like the ocean. I'll ride you like a horse. Motion, shot after shot, I take it to the head.
Ladies, thanks for tuning in to Season Radio. I love y'all. Y'all have a good night.